Jack, can we just make an agreement right now before we start this podcast?
Right, okay.
Okay, so in the future, we may or may not know whenever time travel is possible, right?
Right.
But if time travel is possible, can we make an agreement right now that if it does become possible, we're going to come back to this very moment on the 15th of September 2020 at 2:55 p.m., right? Okay?
We should got it.
You know, if time travel is possible, we will be dead by then, right?
That's disappointing.
Oh, I swear, anytime you start these podcasts off, you're like, I'll start it off. I'm like, okay, Joe, let's see what Joe's got. Are you disappointed that time travel doesn't exist?
A little bit.
Do you believe that maybe we'll be dead before that happens? Before time travel is even possible?
Hey, if we die, don't say we didn't take a chance. We took a chance.
Maybe we died time traveling.
Damn. So Bill and Ted was wrong.
What the fuck's Bill and Ted? I keep on saying this Bill and Ted shit. What is it?
Be excellent to each other.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So
what's Bill and Ted?
Okay, so they were back in the day. There was a movie called Bill and Ted before Keanu Reeves did The Matrix. It was one of his first movies he ever did, right? And it's about him and his best man. They go time traveling, and it's like a really, really.
Wait, how did they time travel?
Oh, they did it. They found like a telephone box, and the telephone box was like magical and sent them through dimensions in space. But yeah, I saw the movie like when I was like 12, 13.
Sounds like they just ripped off Doctor Who.
Maybe. Yeah, it sounds like that. Maybe they didn't. But all I know is the movie was like super popular when it like came out, and then basically
Bill and Ted. I keep seeing this shit lately for Bill and Ted, and I have no idea what it's about.
Well, all I know is that Keanu Reeves is in his fucking 40s, and he did the third Bill and Ted movie, and it's actually pretty good.
I was wondering what you were doing. So you're just changing
the... Yeah, I gotta change my batteries. Like, these things, they basically... What happens is I gotta change them, like, every second day. For those of you who are listening on the audio version, I have cochlear implants. I lost my hearing when I was 3 to meningitis. So as a result, basically I have these. The difference between hearing aids and cochlear implants is hearing aids you don't need surgery for. Cochlear implants you need surgery for because I have to stick like a magnet and a wire inside my head.
Would you ever get an implant?
I got the implant.
Oh, you do have an implant?
Yeah, I had the implant. That's what I was just saying.
Oh, I was not listening, eh? I hope everyone else listens better than me. Wait, so you got... So you got meningitis when you were 3?
3. Roughly around 3. Yeah, well, I think the story was... woke up, went to one doctor. Doctor said I was fine, basically, so they gave me some painkillers. And then my mom and dad took me back home, and then they were like, no, he's not getting any better. So took him to another hospital, and the doctor's like, damn, that is way too strong for a fever, because that's what meningitis does. It masks itself as a fever.
Yeah.
That's why it's so, it can kill you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because it progresses quite rapidly.
Well, it probably almost killed you, right?
Oh, it did, yeah. But I think they stuck me on like an IV drip and it saved me, but it took away my hearing. Mm. And it took a few days to notice. Mum and dad were like held cautious of me for a while, and they realized that something's up with him. And then by day 3, they took me back to the hospital and they were like, Mr. and Mrs. Turner, your son is deaf. So that's the story. So basically I got 2 of these now. I've got one on my right ear, one on my left ear. But the thing is, man, since then technology has come a long way.
So both of us almost died when we were little.
What was your story?
You know my scar?
Probably. Yeah, I know I've asked about it, but are you going to tell the story again?
Okay, so I was a few weeks old, and I was like projectile vomiting on everyone. Like, they would give me food and I would just spew it out like really far away. So they even took me to the hospital at one point, and I was on one end of the hospital room, and I actually vomited and hit the nurse on the other side of the room. Unfortunately for her, she got sprayed with a bit of vomit on the end of the room.
So you're trying to tell me you got superpowers?
I got superpowers, yeah. I was an X-Men. I was a little mutant. No, well, I went in. So I got surgery for it. It turned out that I had pyloric stenosis, which is when you have a thickening of, where your pylorus portion of your stomach is, and that's where your stomach meets your small intestine, and there's a little sphincter there that allows food to go through and that. But the muscle was so thick that no food came through. So the only way it could go through was up.
Oh, wow.
So to get rid of it. So eventually I was 3 weeks old, so I started losing weight. I was already a pretty small baby, and then I just started losing weight. I turned purple, turned into a little Thanos baby. I was going to die because I was starved to death, and then all my hair fell out. So I originally had this color hair, which is like a dark, really dark brown, almost black. It all fell out. I went and got the surgery because I went and saw a doctor, and they went and diagnosed it for pyloric stenosis. And they said, don't take an ambulance, don't go home. I want you to get in the car and drive them straight to the hospital now. So then they went, I got the surgery, and so they've cut through my abdominal wall to get to my small intestine.
It must have been really tiny at the time.
I would have been tiny. I think I was like that as a baby, so I would have probably got even smaller because I was starving to death. And then patched me up. So I've got a pretty gross scar right there, but I'm not that bothered by it now.
Yeah, it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but nice of you to say. But they went in, like, patched me up, and then I started gaining weight again. But the funny thing was, I was bald again as a baby and I regrew blonde. So I had dark brown hair. It fell out. Then I had blonde hair. So I had blonde for a while. And then later on, when I had a full set of blonde hair, the brown came in. And then for a large portion of my life, I've had both blonde and brown hair. So I have brown everywhere, but underneath I've got blonde here. Even at school, actually, when I was in primary school, when I had, it's so much easier to see it when you have really short hair. You can see the blonde hair, but it's all blonde here. Even on my arms and things like that, it's blonde in that. And it's funny because a lot of people would be like, did you dye your hair? I'm like, fuck no, I didn't dye my hair. I was in fucking primary school. Why would I dye my hair fucking blonde?
So we both have a story where we used to be blonde then. Remember that time I told you? Back as a kid?
Your mum used to dye you blonde?
Yeah, my mum used to dye my hair. Can you believe
that? You had a bowl cut.
Yeah, I had a bowl cut. I had this. Sickest bowl cut back in the day. I was slaying left and right.
Sick in a bad way. but I never had a bowl cut. I always had a buzz cut. I had a buzz cut for a long period of my life.
Yeah, but it is a weird thing. Like, bowl cuts was like a typical thing you give to kids back in the day.
So I think it's just easy. Everyone's got a bowl. Everyone's got some scissors. And they're just like, oh, fuck it. You save some money and shit like that.
Yeah, well, that was my story. I got one of those. Plus, my mom used to spray dye my hair. Like, there's old photos of me when I was little. And then people were like, dude, you used to be blonde. And I actually used to tell the story. Oh, yeah, my hair just naturally changed. My mom used to tell me that, like, right up until I was about 14, 15.
Oh, God. Until you're 14, 15, you're like, yeah, mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she's like, nah, it's just a spray dye your hair. And then that's why there's a lot of photos of me with blonde and brown streaks in my hair.
Spray dye your hair.
I don't know. She did something.
You can spray dye your hair.
I don't know. That's what she used to tell me. But oh, I know that it wasn't natural.
Well, I've dyed my girlfriend's hair before, and you just run the dye through it, through your hands, and then you just don't wash it out. Did she spray paint your hair?
Maybe, maybe not. But I know that.
I've never heard of people spray dyeing.
I know, but all I know is. What I know for a fact.
She full gone just she, like car.
Yeah.
Car paint. And looks fucking sick. He looks like a trophy now. Fucking gold.
Speaking of trophies.
Uh-huh.
Remember that job that I told you I had to do a couple of weeks ago?
What was that?
Okay, so let me remind you for the viewers. Okay, by the way, this is the everyday hour. This isn't the MMA hour.
Yeah,
this is just us talking shit right now.
We just talk shit and we do a lot of stuff just going in the news. Carry on, sorry.
Okay, so what I had to do was, for a couple of weeks ago, I was opening up this club. I'm not going to say club's name, obviously. But me and a buddy of mine, basically, what we got there, and before we were briefed, and they said to us, oh, yeah, we want you to paint yourselves gold.
Oh, you did say, yeah, you were looking like an Oscar because you painted yourself gold.
Yeah, it was just us in the bathroom just going... Oh, piss off!
Can you stop playing ads during our fucking podcast?
It's not me, it's them.
You've done it twice now. You didn't.
Yeah, but I wasn't even talking. I wasn't even pointing at that, man.
I know, but they all do that so that when you open an article, their video starts playing from the get-go. And you don't know.
Well, let me just finish the story and then we'll play this video. Okay, so basically, so we had to paint ourselves gold in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And the paint itself was like really sticky and like really dry.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you like moved your torso, then it, like there's some parts that'll be darker, some parts will be lighter. Mm. And then by the end of it, just by the time we were done, we weren't given anything. We just had to literally just go into the bathroom, just get water and just chuck it on each other and just rub it off and all that. And then, but it was weird though, because it was just then the party was just starting getting good. It was only for a couple of hours. But
you didn't supply the paint though, did you?
They gave us the paint.
Because paints, that kind of paint is, like, even when it's like the one that goes on people's skin, that's terrible for your skin.
Really? Why is that?
Horrible. It's very bad for like blocking your pores.
Okay.
It's fucking horrible. You're not supposed to have like painted skin.
Well, last thing I remember is after that, I had to go do another job. Then I went straight home and jumped into a bath, like put one of those salts in the bath.
Oh, you had a bubble bath. Cute.
Yeah. Oh, I don't almost ever have a bubble bath. That's why.
Oh, you actually had a bubble bath.
And yeah, I did have a bubble bath.
I was joking. You actually had a bubble bath.
Yeah, I did. I put the salts in it. I put some bubbles in it. You know, it was nice. Oh,
did you have your little rubber ducky?
Yeah, I had a little rubber ducky. Oh, no, I even had Netflix on my phone.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
that's a dangerous move though.
Yeah, well, my dad's got one of these special holders for it. Oh, he's got like a little spot. There's a spot.
Well, where he sits in the bath watching Netflix.
I don't know, but there's a spot that told me that you can put your phone up there. I was like, it's not too bad, hey?
Yeah, and so that only if you drop your phone in the fucking bathtub.
Yeah, well, there's like special cases you can get.
Yeah, a lot of people do like waterproof cases because like they'll do travel vlogs, but they've only got their phone. So they'll go underneath into the water and have a waterproof.
Mm.
I think a lot of them do that, especially for GoPros and things like that, for surfing, shit like that. Show us what you wanted to show.
Alright, so this is the video I wanted to show you. So, we know, we've talked about things like police brutality on the podcast before, and we can all just agree that being
it's bad, police brutality is bad.
Oh, well, obviously. But, we've talked about in the past that being a police officer is a hard job.
It's not easy.
It's not an easy job.
You would be so, it's such like an edgy time for you. Like you're probably, you know, doing traffic stops and things like that, and you're doing normal things and engaging with everyone. That shit's fun. But when you're like, it's kind of different from Australia. In America, you know, a lot of them have guns, concealed carry, and things like that. They could have an AK in the back. They could have, you know, a concealed handgun or something like that. Of course, you're really like edgy. Because I know my parents. They went to America and they went and naturally did what the Australians would do, which be wind down the window, have the arm out, just chilling, and be like, hi, how are you? And he went to wave and he went, oi, put your hands on the steering wheel, keep your hands on the steering wheel, don't look at me, look forward and things like that. Yeah, because he was about to like, you know, just do, in Australia it's perfectly normal just to have your window down, like, hey officer, how are you? Mm-hmm. You know, and things like that. Not be frozen with your hands like on there, because then you can't have one hand down chilling and one down here. Your both hands must be on the steering wheel.
Well, that's just a typical driving rule, but
no. When they've stopped you,
oh, okay.
When they've stopped you, you have both hands on the steering wheel because they can't have one here, because you could just go
bang. I see.
You know what I mean? So you gotta have both, and they must see them. It can't be down here. So at the very top, they can't move. And you have to be like looking forward or looking at them. And then you have to say like, okay, I've got my stuff in the glove box. I'm just reaching for the glove box. And they're like, right, okay. Better just be your driver's license in the glove box. Like they would be so edgy because they could literally, on one side, there's probably nothing in their glove box.
Yeah.
On the other side, the police can't take that chance because like their mate just died last week. And they want to go back to their mom and their mom and their wife and the kids and things like that. So
anyway, so the video I wanted to show you was basically there was a woman who went to a checkpoint in Victoria, basically North Melbourne. Yeah, so she was obviously wearing a mask, and at the checkpoint, basically, she was pulled from her car by a police officer in basically self-captured footage. Right. So what happened was the woman claims that the footage was captured at the Warman checkpoint separating Melbourne from regional Victoria under coronavirus guidelines. However, she claims she was pulled over having a phone connected to the car charger and mounted to her windshield, right? Keep that in mind. She claims
which is very normal.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah. So basically what the police officer then asked to do is he said, "Ma'am, will you please step out of the car?" And then basically this happened.
So this, was this dash cam footage?
She basically, it's her phone. She put it up there and she was filming herself being pulled over. And then basically that, so this is camera footage basically that was mounted.
So she's wearing a mask, good.
Yeah. And basically what happened was she refused to provide her driver's license, her details. Obviously that's going to basically infuriate the police officer a little bit, you know.
If you are stopped, you are required to show driver's license and that.
Yeah.
And
then basically he tries to pull her out of the car. Look, so he's trying to undo a seatbelt. Uh-huh. And then, you know, obviously he's in full tack gear and all that. And then look, then things get pretty violent. The partner's trying to help, and then he just literally just rips off this jumper, just like whoosh, and just grabs it by the legs. Anyway, I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
2319, and then basically Black Hawk choppers come down, guys start busting through the windows.
It wasn't 2319, that was from Monster Inc.
Yeah, it was. Hey. Well done, you get it. Nice.
Anyway. That was when the guy had a sock on his bat, and they were like, 2319.
Well, anyway, I was just going to ask, do you think that was justified?
Both at fault. To be honest, was there any audio?
Well, I think there was, but do you want to play it on the podcast?
No, never mind, don't. So it's, one, you can't refuse.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to have those. If you don't, they can arrest you. That's very simple. You mm-hmm. could be a criminal. Some people don't have warrants for their arrest and things like that. No, you have to do that. Was it heavy-handed? For sure. I'll be honest. She did aggravate it because even when she said, get out, she refused. And then he said, all right, I need to physically take you out. And then she has tried to, well, she did some.
Are police officers actually allowed to do that, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are allowed to physically remove you. And then she has resisted arrest,
yeah.
Which is... Do I think he was heavy-handed? For sure. Did she help her scenario? Fuck no.
Well, I just don't get why would she wouldn't give over the details to the police, unless she has something to hide. I don't get it. If you get pulled over by police, the first thing you want to do is cooperate, obviously. You don't trust me. These people, they're human beings. They don't want to fight. They don't want any trouble. You know, some of them, well, not that. But the thing is, these police officers, like, the last thing you want to be doing is going against them, really.
Can you check what details you're supposed to bring? Because I know with driver's license, if you do not have your driver's license on you, you can then say, look, I do have a valid driver's license. And you have to meet them at a police station.
Yeah.
And then show the physical copy.
Yeah. But you know? Why would you... She refused
to give them that. You also have to have proof of registration.
That's the other thing. So why would you not hand it over? Maybe it's just asking for it.
I think she didn't really know... She said she didn't know that's... the law, however, that's probably the most obvious thing in any country.
Yeah.
You must have identify yourself. You can't identify yourself. They have to, you know, meet you at a police station or something like that. If you don't have proof of registration, now they can run the plates and see that it's registered, yes. But it doesn't mean it's registered in your name. It could be you've just stolen a car, right? It needs to be registered under your name or your surname or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Pretty normal stuff.
Yeah, well, if he's acted inside the law, then that's okay, but man...
I think it was definitely heavy-handed. I mean, I haven't listened to the audio, I probably should, to get a full idea, but it sounds like neither one acted... He's followed the protocol, he's asked for a driver's license, and... registration or whatever the valid information, the two things that he does need. She said no. He said, all right, you need to exit the vehicle, right? Just because she's exiting the vehicle doesn't mean she's getting arrested. He is asking her to exit the vehicle, right? She refuses. He then says, all right, well, because you haven't agreed to it, we've tried to do the nice way, we've tried to do the polite way where you the vehicle. Now I have to physically move you out of the vehicle. Right, and now she then resists arrest by doing that. And obviously this,
I think the police officer could have handled it a little bit more calmly.
They could have handled it better.
Because he could have said to her, ma'am, if you do understand the law, if you do not comply with me, I have the right to remove you.
It sounded like it's a very short amount of time and quite impatient. Yeah.
Well, the issue you have with these videos, we said this before in the podcast.
You get snippets, you never get the lead up.
Exactly.
You never get the lead up.
Like, you see someone getting hit by police, I'm like, okay, what happened before then? Did he punch a police officer? Was this a violent criminal? Or was he refusing arrest? And then they just got that one snippet of him getting slammed to the ground. You know, it's so hard in this digital age. You know,
it all needs to be bite-sized so you can share it properly.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to watch a 10-20 minute conversation to see the beforehand, the middle, and the end.
Exactly. Anyway, man, when we get more information about this, then. Anyway, I wanted to move on.
I do think the pulling on the jumper thing wasn't on, though.
Yeah.
You know, he's obviously physically bigger and stronger than that woman. He doesn't need to start just, like, yanking on clothing and things like that. There are a lot of techniques to getting her out without inflicting any harm or being... It seemed like a very violent way to get out of it. However, I don't think she helped us in her situation by resisting in any way. Don't resist. Just be like, sure, it's all good. It's obviously a misunderstanding. You know, she's not going to get shot. We're in Australia. She's not going to get shot. Just agree, move through. There's going to be situation. If you've acted rightly between your rights, then that will be proven and you'll be let go. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got shit to do that day, but some things happen.
There you go. All right. Well, I wanted to move on to another more pressing issue, even though this is the everyday hour. There's a little bit of MMA stuff that I just had to bring up.
Conor McGregor!
What are you doing, boy? Fill us in, man. What the hell?
It sounded like he was...
I read
into this. So Conor McGregor, he'd been interviewed again, and released with no charges, anything like that. Somebody called on him and said he was, everyone used the headline sexual assault investigation. Really, it was for indecent exposure, which means he's walking about naked with his dong out in a public area, right?
So
which isn't on.
So someone just saw his McNuggets and...
Someone saw his McNuggets and his... I don't like...
McDick.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, yeah, someone was saying that he's got his dong out and he's walking about indecently. But I thought he was doing a lot of training for that water bike thing, to raise charity and things like that. But he's in France right now. So he'd been called on that. His manager actually put out something. He said, Conor McGregor is not going to be a victim of people calling up. And it turned out that somebody had called on him that he was being indecent exposure to try and get some type of laugh out of it. Because it sounds like he's been let off, they interviewed him and things like that. He hasn't done anything. They let him go. Very weird for him to be in decent exposure when he's with his fiance, his two kids, probably his friends and family, out in France. I know he's having a good time, but I don't think he's about... I don't know. He's probably wearing some short shorts or something like that. And then they went, let's do something funny. Because anyone can call the cops on them and just be like, I particularly hate Conor McGregor. I'm going to... Da, 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 da. I'm going to write something about him. I'm going to call up the cops and call something on him, so...
Well, that's the thing when you're that famous, man. Just everybody just wants a piece of you.
To be honest, he's in France. He's having a good time with his family. He goes and... He looks like he rented a Lamborghini about and things like that. He's enjoying himself. 32 years old.
He's looking good for retirement. That's all I can say.
He's looking thick, by the way.
Yeah.
I think he's at 180 now. He's a thick boy. He's eating all that. All them eggs, all them big breakfasts, those pasta dishes.
Oh, he's probably pumping him some of that French goodness, now.
He's having some cigars, so he's getting naturally hungry.
Yeah, well, he looks like he's more at a natural weight for himself, really.
Yeah. He doesn't look as lean as usual, but to be honest, he's trying to enjoy himself. He's probably not really working out that much. He's maybe walking or running or cycling and things like that. I doubt he's doing anything too intensive. I would suggest, though, he should probably get back on that grind because Dustin Poirier and Tony Ferguson didn't happen.
That's a story for another day.
I know. I'm just saying, Conor, go train.
Anyway, what I want to talk about right now, right, is something very, very important. If you follow me on Instagram, I shared this to my story this morning.
Right.
So, the podfather himself, Joe Rogan,
mm-hmm.
well...
One of the podfathers,
okay. We had three podfathers. We'd have to go Joe Rogan, first ever podcaster, what was his name?
Adam Curry.
And one of the other podfathers has to be...
It was Adam Curry and someone else. I can't remember what was his name.
Yeah. Anyway, for the time being...
It's like Paul Winnie or something like that.
Yes. So, for the time being, what I wanted to talk about was that Joe Rogan did a
podcast... Dave Weiner, sorry.
There we go. So, Joe Rogan did a podcast with Tim Kennedy, and they were talking about the presidential election coming up.
It's not a bad podcast as well. I listened to a little bit of it.
It's a good podcast. Yeah. And they were talking about the presidential election, and then there was a point where they said, I think when Tim Kennedy asked, you know, you should be the moderator for the debate between Trump and Biden. And I thought to myself, hell yeah. And then Trump shares that tweet onto his Instagram, onto his own Twitter.
Yeah. Well, he's on Twitter a lot.
And then I put it up on my Instagram. I was like, hell yeah, I would pay money just for Joe Rogan to moderate that debate. Because you know what I asked? They would probably say, okay, Joe, here's all the questions they want to ask for that. Joe's going to look at it and go, nah, throw it out of the window. Fuck asking about things like they talk about, like the border wall, abortion, or talking about gun control or taxes. He's going to be like, yo, okay, anyone here done DMT?
I don't see it happening, to be honest. It'd be cool.
But he'd just be sitting there like, okay, boys.
Biden probably
doesn't even remember what DMT would be.
He would just shut down. I just imagine him with that Windows shut down sound. Dum, 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 dum. Yeah. Like he's not there.
The best way he once said it, Joe also said, Joe Biden is like a dying flashlight, right? And you're about to take a long walk into a dark woods.
Mm.
You don't want that dying flashlight.
No.
Well, the thing is, Joe Biden,
he's been around for a long time.
He has, man. And not even that, but like, he was vice president for Barack Obama. He probably could have just ran just straight away after that. Maybe he would have probably had a good term. But the thing is, now that he's got up against Donald Trump, and just when that election comes, when that debate comes around, man, he's just going to get absolutely smashed. Like, Trump's just going to be leaning over and just waiting for him to stutter or to forget his lines, you know? Because he's old as fuck, and he's got to probably do one of the hardest jobs in the world, and that's run one of the biggest countries in the world. I mean, how old is Joe Biden?
I'm going to see how old. I think 77. So he should be in a retirement home, and not in the presidential home. So, yeah, he shouldn't be there. He should be in, you know, a nursing house, not a White House.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Biden's 77. Trump's 74.
Not that far apart.
Barack Obama's now 59. Bernie Sanders is 79. Oof.
He's 79.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's good. He would, if they elected him, he'd die. He'd die within the term. Well, to be honest, Trump looks terrible physically compared to Biden. But Biden looks... His mental game is not the same as Donald's.
No.
I don't know if it is going to be Trump versus Biden. I believe Trump will win.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they didn't learn from having... The reason why Trump won was because they put him up against Hillary. And a lot of people thought Hillary was a bit, you know, two-faced, right? And then when it turned out that, you know, they started to release some things during the campaign, and that it kind of fell through for Clinton. They put him up against with another person they weren't keen about, right? So they did the exact same thing, and they put him up against Joe Biden. Nobody likes either of the two, but they can see that Biden, you know, he might die during the whole term, so
yeah.
They might.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jack. Oof.
Sorry.
Did you just burp on the
phone? Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Disgusting.
The 5th of November, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the 5th of November was on 2016, was the day Trump was elected into office, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, not the day he was inaugurated, but the day, the first day he won, that was the day he won the election. Where were you on the 5th of November? Do you remember the day Trump was elected?
5th of November last year.
No, 5th of November 2016.
Oh, 2016.
We were still in high school at the time. We were in our last year of high school. We hadn't known each other yet. For me, the day Trump was elected was the day of one of my exams.
November 9th.
November 9th.
He won the 2016 election.
There you go.
I probably would have been doing my exams.
Yeah, I was doing my exam. So it was actually right before one of my exams, and I was in the library, and I was having a chat to some of the guys, and everyone was talking about, oh, yeah, you know, it's just started. I think Hillary was winning at the start. You know, everyone was like predicting Hillary to win. I was thinking to myself, no, I think Trump's going to win this, because I was starting to tell myself for a while, you know what? I think Trump's going to win. I think Trump's going to win. I'll tell you why later. But then I went into my exam, and then that exam was a long exam. I think it was like nearly 3 hours or something.
They were
like,
all 3 hours.
Yeah.
For Australian WASIC exams in year 12, they're all 3 hours.
Yeah, there you go. And I think it already started, so they're already an hour into the election. Mm-hmm. 3 hours go by, I come out. Trump is smashing it. He won all these states, basically. And I thought to myself, whoa, Trump's going to be president. Holy crap. And then on that day, I was on this part of this, I was on this discussion space for high school WASE students, basically. They would share notes and stuff.
WASE discussion space.
Are we allowed to say the name, though?
Yeah.
And then everyone was...
I don't even know if it's still a thing.
Oh, it's still a thing.
Is it?
It's still going, yeah.
But WASE is the... yeah.
Yeah, and everyone was actually just bitching. Everyone was freaking the fuck out for a while, posting about it. I'm just like, oh, here we go. And then everyone just... Well, the thing is, one of the reasons what got me on, I wasn't really much into politics back in high school. I wasn't really that political, but the reason why I thought Trump was going to win, because literally when Trump started winning, all the hate, all the articles, all the, you know, all the shit talk that was going up against him, all the jokes, he was pushed. You don't understand how hard that man was pushed against, like how much crap that man took, and he just ate it, spat it back out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, when he was getting all that media coverage and all these things were coming, people were saying all these things about him and comparing him to Hitler, calling him all these things, I just think to myself, you know what, when you push someone like that much, it means it shows that you're scared of him, really, and because you actually believe he could have been president, and he did, and he pulled it off. It was like probably one of the biggest upsets of the year. Two major things happened in 2016 that people should have paid attention to, but didn't, that caused them. One was Brexit. Second one was Donald Trump becoming the president. Yeah.
When you were talking, I kept on looking at your hands. Yeah, so Joe got ringworm the other day.
No, he got shot by a paintball gun, basically. I'll tell the story about this. So, it was my birthday last Wednesday, right? So,
happy birthday, Joseph.
Thank you.
You are 22.
Good, feel a little bit more mature.
Do you? Yeah. Whenever I get a birthday, I'm like... Another more day till death.
Nah, I feel a little bit older now. I feel a little bit more. It feels good to be a little bit older.
I like being 21. 21's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, it does. But 22 is pretty good too, because 2-2. There you go.
Alright, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't really like birthdays. I do. I do like birthdays, but I don't like the. The number keep on getting added to it. I like it to be paused, and then it's...
Oh, you want to live in like that movie About Time?
Yeah, I really like that.
The movie's shit.
No, I really liked it.
Other than the movie was shit.
Is it Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. That's movie. Shit. That's why.
I like that movie.
Well, the basis...
Time is a currency. It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, technically, cool. That's correct. That's right. That's true. But... I don't know, just everything that happens in the movie, just I was like, the basis of the movie is good, but everything that happens in the movie was just like, dull, you get what I mean?
Yeah, it was a little bit too, we're a bit all over the place today, but About Time was about, like, when, it was when there was a bit of a monopoly on time, where your clock was paused at 25 years old, so the guy that Justin Timberlake plays, he's working class, he works in a lot of, you know, kind of ghetto working class kind of gross places. And a lot of them don't have that much money, which means they don't have much time. So they're clocking in, clocking out. They're literally working just to have more time, just to work again. It was this perpetual cycle where sometimes, you know, when these people were homeless and not making much money, which was time, they died and they would just pass out. They would just die on the streets. They would just go, and they would just, you know, I think they died of heart failure. Their heart would just stop. So they were able to, I think it was a genetic thing, but they never really talked about it, which is one thing I would have liked them to actually flesh out a bit. So like the guy's mum was 25, so it was really weird because you start off and it goes in, you're like, oh, so that must be his girlfriend or something. No, it was his mum. It was just his mum was paused at 25 years old, which is very weird, by the way. And then, you know, he goes about trying to steal that money back. Oh, wasn't about time, it was something else, wasn't it? Is it Upon Time or something?
In Time. About Time was a love movie. I was okay, like, okay, no, In
it
Time.
It wasn't that, but In Time. I know it's got a terrible rating. I actually like
37% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.7%, 6.7 out of 10 IMDb.
There's such a big difference between IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes sometimes. It's very weird. But I actually like that movie because it was showing how, like, when they were able to pause that clock and make it that everyone in the population were governed by these rules where they could live forever if they were wealthy enough, it meant that they were invincible. They were they had immortality, and they'd pretty much monopolized immortality, which meant that the richer could continue getting richer and never die, ever. And they were able to control and amass so much. I thought it was a good concept. Was it executed that well? Probably not.
Yeah.
Because it made it seem like
the
entire world was just America.
Yeah.
And they went through all different zones.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had a billion or a trillion years or something, or just this one little thing. And then they went and gave it to everyone. And it was kind of like a modern day Robin Hood, but you gave time to everyone. And it was a cool concept, but it could have been used a bit better. It could have been used a lot better, I think. It was like a shitty movie with a good concept. And I think a lot of films are like that. They've got a good concept, but they don't execute it. And the plot's a bit shit. And the writing's a bit, it's a bit shallow and things like that. It was just a bit weird how the main character met the kind of like the female love interest right off the bat, who was apparently the daughter of one of the most richest men in, you know, that dystopian thing. So it was a bit,
the idea of the movie's again,
it would have been better as a TV show. Some movies tend to be better as TV shows,
yeah,
or broken up into parts. We know that Snyder Cut isn't going to be a 4-hour movie. It's
looking forward to that.
Oh dude, why can't they just release it, please?
Here's the other thing that I wanted to talk about, basically. So we know that the Flash movie is going to come out at some point. So the whole point of the Flash movie is to reset everything.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a
Flashpoint paradox.
Which they tried to do in the TV show. Bit shit. Hopefully they can sort it out with the movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they did it in the Flash TV show. Yeah, that was okay.
We used to like the Flash. Actually, that was one of the things that we'd first met each other and we were like, oh, you like the Flash? I like the Flash, yeah, so too.
Season 1 was great.
Season 1, season 2, and then maybe a season 3, if...
Yeah.
And then the rest, shit. I don't know how many seasons we got? Eight?
Oh, eight, I must count. I stopped after the Thinker.
Arrow was started to go shit. Arrow's season 1 and 2 are good. Maybe a 3, the rest, shit.
Okay, yeah, the rest was shit, pretty much. It was some of them, they just lost their idea and just something against, it was, the characters in it became really thick, right?
You don't need to have, like... What's one of those TV shows, like Lost? You don't need to have fucking 10 seasons, 20 seasons. Just make 3 really good ones. Yeah. I haven't even watched Dark yet.
Yeah, I haven't watched Dark yet, but I know you get mad. But here's the thing I was talking about. We talked about this before. How many seasons can a TV show truly have before it's enough?
I don't think there is a specific number. There is a certain number of ones that can go on for a considerable amount of time.
Okay.
And there are some where it should stop at a season 1, should stop at a season 2 or 3. Most of them should stop at, it shouldn't go past 3.
I think 5. Five is the amount. The reason why I think five is the amount is because you do one a year.
Mm.
Okay, so get this. Dark came out when we were in university, so nearly four years ago, right?
Yeah.
So 4 years, since then, three seasons, that's fine. Five seasons, that's fleshed out pretty much over the space of almost half a decade, or it could nearly be a decade.
Mm.
That's why some of it takes so, and some of it takes too long. By then, you're kind of bored of the idea. So that's why you have to move on
it's,
to
something fresh. It kind of like dilutes the plot.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Some TV shows can still be, can go on for a little bit longer.
What,
and still be popular.
What's a good example, though?
The Simpsons.
Simpsons can go on for a long time.
Yeah.
I know, like, what are the other comedies, like Modern Family?
Yeah.
I think Big Bang Theory went on for so long.
Yeah.
That made so much money. Big Bang Theory made, they were getting like $1 million an episode.
Really?
And then they had, I think Big Bang Theory always had around 23 episodes, pretty much. 22, 23 episodes every season. And then they had a stupid amount. They just did volume because they knew they were getting paid. They were making so much. But Big Bang Theory, it must be Modern Family now that's like the one that makes the most money.
I think Modern Family is over.
And they stopped, right? But
I think
but Big Bang Theory went on for one of the longest streaks ever. So I think everybody knows Big Bang Theory. I mean, my family hate it. They had 12 seasons and they started in 2007. And I think they stopped in 2019. So it went on for 12 years.
Wow.
I know Friends. Friends is one of the most popular TV shows ever. They must have making serious bank on that. And I think that went on for...
That went for...
10?
Yeah.
Maybe 10?
Ooh.
Survivor's got some of the longest. That's yeah. That's like 20, 30?
Yeah, but yeah, again, how many seasons... The season's got to be good one after the other. Then they have one really, really bad season and that's it. Game over.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing is you've got to finish the TV show itself on a high. Like, what is it? How I Met Your Mother. By season 9, everyone was like, fuck, we don't care anymore, you get what I mean? Because it was just so long. But
I
some
did
TV
watch that one to the end, though.
Yeah, here's the thing. Some TV shows are just literally left on so good that it literally leaves the producers wanting more. And I think that's what happened with Breaking Bad is probably considered the best, one of the best TV shows ever.
Do you know who hasn't seen Breaking Bad?
You?
Me.
Oh.
I've watched first season, couldn't watch the rest. I'm sorry, it's apparently one of the best TV shows ever, right?
Man, it
but
is.
I watched the first season and I couldn't get into it. A lot of people say,
it's
oh,
hard.
It gets better in season 2 and 3.
Yeah, it's a bit slow.
I might try it, but it's hard because you can't relate to it either. Like, I'm not a drug dealer.
Well, the reason why that's...
Oh,
the reason why
X-Files.
So...
X-Files has been for a long time.
But the reason why so many people... It was so good and all that and so many people loved it is just... You know, it's the storyline just grabs you. You know, he's just an ordinary chemistry teacher, but he could do so much. He's like got a double identity. And he's like, he's even though he's a villain, but you're like cheering for him as well. Anyway, but the other thing I was trying to say was, what was the other thing? So, yeah, the reason why it left, the way that it ended, it left the producers wanting more. And I think that's why they made El Camino.
Yeah.
I think that was what it called.
It might have been called that. So there's, I've got a list of some ones that are considered some of the best. Law and Order.
Yeah.
That's more of a volume show, though, right? That's one like with nothing's really on, and you go and watch it. That went on for 20 seasons. Doctor Who. I'm a big fan of Doctor Who. I don't think.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Doctor Who. Right. Well, I was a big fan of Doctor Who, then I stopped watching after Matt Smith was Doctor.
You missed out Peter Capaldi.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's just
brilliant.
I just didn't want to watch it. I just feel like I had enough. You know what I mean?
I didn't like when I was fine with them casting Jodie Whittaker because the female Doctor Who, because I was like, she is a really good actress because I saw her in Broadchurch with David Tennant, who's
mm-hmm.
probably my favorite Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But fuck me, I was watching this new one which had new writers for this female Doctor Who. It's bloody trash compared to all the other. I mean, it's okay, but it's not the same standard. And it's... Do you know how many seasons it's gone for?
No.
Including the classics.
Here's the thing.
36 seasons.
I haven't seen Broadchurch.
Excellent. That's went on for three seasons.
What is it about?
It's more like a mystery kind of crime drama. Yeah, it's very good. Well, look at the ratings.
Wow.
Rotten Tomatoes, 92%. Broadchurch is excellent. It's got a lot of good, a lot of really good UK actors and actresses. I think the longest kind of TV show that's gone on for a long time is Sesame Street. 46 seasons. Now, those guys that voice those, like, what do you call them? Puppets? You can't call them Muppets because that's a different show. but these guys must make so much money. Imagine you're rich just for being a voice of a puppet.
Well, that's well. One of the reasons why is because it's kids, man. Kids always going to get pumped out. So it's always going to be kids shows, you know what I mean? Like Power Rangers. How many seasons of Power Rangers are going
to
be?
Oh, and all the shows as well. I used to love Power Rangers.
Oh, that was great. That was a shit. I loved that as a kid. So every year, every season, it just gets something new because just a new set of kids just want to watch it. Even some of the old ones, you know, they were pretty good by an adult standard.
Well, coming back to your earlier question, because we should definitely wrap up this topic, but like, what do you reckon? Because some shows can go on for a long period of time. I think it depends on the type of show.
Mm.
I think if it's like, usually these crime shows can go on for a long time, like, and some of them can be really short, like Sherlock Holmes. That's really good TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Three seasons, short but sweet. You know, it's weird how they start diluting the content and people start to get sick of it when they really drag it on.
Yeah.
It is definitely subjective, but I think maybe they should maybe stick to maybe three to five seasons.
I just think five. Five has got to be the amount. I think five is enough.
I think a lot of actors, like by that time, if it's gone for five seasons, let's say it's a lot of episodes, a lot of filming, maybe it goes on for at least a decade, maybe a bit longer than a decade. I think a lot of people... A lot of actors and actresses probably just want to move on. They want to, like, film something new.
Because mm-hmm.
you get very trapped in roles, don't you? You get very trapped in roles.
Yeah, and they don't want to just be known for just one role. Like, let's take, for example, who's a good one? Oh, Charlie Hunnam. He's pretty much not really known much else other than Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy was about seven seasons.
Well, we know he was in... King Arthur?
Yeah, that was a great movie. But in my opinion, it was good. It was good in my opinion because I'm a Guy Ritchie fan.
I'm a Guy Ritchie fan.
I love Guy Ritchie. Like, but the response that the movie got, okay, from the critics was not high. And the timing and the box office, fine. But, you know, Guy Ritchie took the L and he came back last year with The Gentleman.
Why the fuck was David Beckham...
What's wrong with having David Beckham in there?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He gets a cameo. What's wrong with having a cameo? That's
fucking terrible. It throws you off because then, like, you're in it, and then he's like, all right, lads, and, like, oh,
he's in it for 10 seconds, and that threw you off the whole movie.
No, it doesn't throw you off the whole movie. It just looks silly. It just looks silly when you bring people in.
I know, but from a British standpoint, like, ah, David Beckham. Okay. Well, did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
I've never seen Sons of Anarchy, actually. Apparently, it is quite good.
Yeah, it is quite good.
I see people wearing the Sons of Anarchy jackets around, like, shops and that.
I know, it's still got, like, a massive cult following. I still have a Sons of Anarchy poster in my room.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do, too. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, it's interesting because I really want to see Tenet very soon.
Yeah.
I want to see that, and I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard... good things and bad things.
Okay, what are the bad things you've heard? Because I've heard a lot of good things.
I've heard that just because Christopher Nolan, he tends to make quite realistic movies and things like that. But sometimes his writing is a bit over the top, and sometimes he tries to overcomplicate things or make things a little bit too complicated than they should or too... special or out there, you know,
like,
I mean?
Inception is a great movie.
Yeah, I like,
but
Inception.
It's a bit complicated. I'm like, what? There was a couple of times where I
it's like when it's overcomplicated for the sake of it. So, but it shouldn't be. I think a lot of people say you shouldn't have to watch a movie two or three times to get it.
Yeah.
It should be like difficult at the start, but as you're going through it, it clicks, and you're like, oh, that's really interesting. It should be interesting, but. When it's like you're so confused by it all, because there's so many little details and it's going so quick and it's built to be very complicated, it's like, it's too complicated that you can't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to piece things together and things like that.
Anyway, Should we move on from there?
Yeah, we'll move on from that. What else did you want to...
Well, one thing you wrote down here is Michael Bisping Twitter video.
Yeah,
tell me about
that. I want to show you that.
By the way, we're just heading up to the end of the podcast. Let's talk a little bit of the things, MMA. Let's go on topic. Sure. Because we've got to talk about also this weekend's card as well.
Okay, but sure. First. All right, so I want to tell you, well, this ties into our kind of stuff pretty well. There's some... Well... Some twat who is training some younger people in martial arts, right? Both of us coming from martial art backgrounds, we know that this is not how you train ones. Bit of warning, I didn't like seeing this. Pretty disgusting behavior, as Michael well put it.
Okay,
so we're just watching the video here. If you want to see it, you can go on Michael Bisping's Instagram or things like that. It is it's like an adult kind of going hard on these, smaller kids just learning.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh my God. Oh, what the hell? The guy's like, the poor kid's literally half his size. And spinning back kick. What the fuck? Oh my God, there's more?
Yeah.
Oh. Poor kid. Fuck off, mate.
So, I'm wondering where this came from because it's been retweeted from Mick Dojo Life. I'd like to find out where this is from because... it's pretty fucked up. So this guy is messing around with these smaller kids and that, teaching them stuff. But it's like a form of like sparring and things like that. But these kids are tiny and he is fucking belting them. It's fucking disgusting shit to see. It looks like this is a little man trying to fuel his ego.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Because if there was anyone, so like if their mums or dads knew anything, like they would go beat the shit out of that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly. You know, it's pretty fucked up to see. Like obviously it's a bully. You know, it's a bully.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about what's going down on Sunday.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go, Jack. Pull it up. We know what's going down Sunday.
Okay, so there was some UFC fights last weekend, but we think a lot of people have already kind of gone through that already because it's now Tuesday now. Ooh. So we'd like to move on to the next podcast. We're going to be doing a collaboration with the Speakeasy podcast following the fights, which are the fights coming up now on Sunday. I'm really excited for these fights. So it's... you know, for a fight night, it's fairly stacked. Now, there's four fights we're really interested, all male events. The main event, Colby Covington versus Tyron Woodley. So this has been
in the works
for maybe 2 years or something like that.
Yeah, it's finally happening.
You know, Tyron is sparring and training with Colby's ex-best friend, George Masvidal, Street Jesus. We know Colby... He's previously lost to Kamaru Usman, who is the current UFC welterweight champion, who is also the champion that stole Tyron Woodley's crown, is now the welterweight champion. So Colby is on a 1-fight losing streak. Tyron Woodley is on a 2-fight losing streak. So it's interesting to see this because it's both lit a fire up underneath of like each other's asses. They both fucking hate each other. Hate each other.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that we see this, and I sway towards Colby.
Whoa.
I sway towards Colby.
You want to go for my man Colby? The thing is, I like Colby Covington. I like what he's doing. I like it when he talks shit. You know it. I've said this so many times on a podcast. I love the fighters with the eccentric personalities, man. Colby Covington, because if it wasn't for his eccentric personality, he wouldn't be in the UFC. It saved him.
It did save him, but it doesn't mean his skills aren't there, and he talks his way to the dance. He really doesn't. It just complements it, because, you know, he's not really a knockout artist or anything like that. He's more of a volume guy. Right? Yeah. He's not one of these one punch KO guys. He gets you with volume. We saw how he fought Robbie Lawler. And Robbie Lawler didn't win a single round, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Colby has insane cardio. We know that there's a lot of people in the welterweight division that have also insane cardio as well, like Kamaru and things like that, Gilbert Burns. I would like to see... It's interesting that Tyron is now doing a little of, a bit of practice with George Masvidal. Jorge Masvidal. Like, who are you swaying for? Because I'm swaying towards Colby.
I am swaying towards Colby as well. But
don't count out Tyron.
I wouldn't count Tyron's out Tyron. Beast. Well, the thing is, Tyron Woodley is now 38 years old, man. He's already had... His last fight was... to Gilbert Burns.
Gilbert Burns, I believe he lost every round.
Yeah, he did not look his best, man.
Gilbert Burns is an absolute beast as well. Like, yeah. He is probably the biggest contender to... beat Kamaru Usman.
But I think Tyron Woodley had a great run as champion. Mm-hmm. Great run, but I don't know, you got to question how long has that guy got left, because now if you think about it, that guy's got a future outside of the UFC. He's got a pretty successful rap career.
Rapping, commentating, works with TMZ, so he does like, I think, weekly or...
Yeah, I reckon even if he stops fighting or at some point down the line, his transition to the real world is going to be so much more easy.
He's probably got a shit ton of supplement sponsors, because the dude's huge and thick as. Tom Willie's got massive, massive KO power. He's very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
His Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is very good. Black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I'm pretty sure. And his wrestling is very good as well. Although Colby's wrestling is very good, as well as that gas tank is insane. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting is Jorge is training with Tyron. Colby hasn't really said anything.
No.
He's stayed very silent. It sounds like he doesn't really want to invite the trash talk as much as usual, which is interesting.
The thing is, he kind of doesn't want to do that because he knows how serious this fight is for him. Because if he loses his fight, well, this makes him look really bad, considering everyone thought he was going to be huge at one point when he fought Kamaru Usman. And now he's not up there anymore. He wants to get back up there, so maybe he's lowered down the trash-talking a little bit. And now he wants to get back to that position he once was. He wants to be a contender again. So,
to be honest, the person that gave Colby serious issues was Kamaru Usman. However... the biggest threat to him was Kamaru Usman, and it was a going in 2-2 into the fifth round. It was a very competitive fight.
Oh, yeah. It was a great fight.
Kamaru never tapped into that wrestling background, but neither did Colby, right? And, they're both very good wrestlers. They just both stood up and traded. I sway towards Colby.
Yeah.
I sway towards Colby, but I would not be surprised if Tyron came back for this fight very scary.
Yeah.
I would not, because he's learned some things with Jorge, as well as, he's lost two fights in a row. It sounds like he's ready to climb again. Yeah. It's a super interesting fight. I'm so excited. I just want Sunday to come so I can actually fucking watch it.
Yeah.
Moving on though, Donald Cerrone versus Nico Price. We love Donald Cerrone, don't we?
Oh, we're both cowboy fans.
Big cowboy fans. He's always ready to fight.
I mean, I literally just saw the video of him yesterday on Instagram of him just chugging a beer.
Yeah.
At the weight, I think he was like chugging it at the press conference or something like that.
He drinks throughout fight camp, everything. Fight camp. Days before the fight and things. He continues to drink. I've watched him in interviews. He says, no, I still drink. I think he weans off a little bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't binge or anything like that, but no, he still has a Budweiser every now and then while he's training. Nice. So weird to see.
Yeah.
Nico Price, not an easy fight either. That's an interesting one as well, because Donald's got excellent stand-up and excellent ground game as well. We saw him implement that against Mike Perry, who really ran at him and tried to trade with him. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Well, I'm just biased towards Donald Cowboy Cerrone.
I'm very biased too.
Yeah, but you've got to understand how much more has Donald got. I mean, the guy's got 36 wins under his name, 15 losses. And the guy's been fighting forever. You know, he's got... I've sent you a photo of all the injuries that he's got. He's
gone through insane
amounts of injuries. So how much can he really, really take, you know? And he lost his last fight to Anthony Pettis. And he lost his fight before then to Conor Pettis.
Why do you say Pettis?
I don't know. I don't know. I just say it like that. Anyway. And then he lost his fight before that to to Conor. So, you know, you've got to ask, like, how much more are you going to keep going, man? But the thing is, we are always going to love him. Mm. The guy is a gatekeeper, but he is one of the most beloved fighters in the UFC.
He can hang with a lot of fighters in the lightweight and welterweight division. I feel like he just prefers the welterweight because he doesn't have to cut as much
weight. Yeah, cutting is... It's not. That's another topic for another day.
Yeah, well, with Nico Price, he's got a common theme for him in the UFC is a win, a loss, a win, a loss, a win, a loss. You know, his last fight was at UFC 249, not too long ago. UFC 249 was Justin Gaethje versus Tony Ferguson. Do you remember that?
Yep.
So he lost to Vicente Luque, which was the second time he'd lost to him. This time it was by doctor stoppage, and the fight before that he'd KO'd James Vick. Do you remember that guy, James Vick?
Oh yeah.
And that was at the Joanna vs. Waterson fight as well, and that was last year in October. Well, that was on my birthday. 12th of October 2019. And prior to that, Geoff Neal, he lost him there UFC 240. So he fights pretty regularly, right? And he's just lost to Vicente Luque in May, and now he's looking to fight Donald Cerrone. Not an easy fight for either man. I think if Nico Price beats Donald Cerrone, that's a huge feather in his cap. Donald Cerrone is an absolute warrior. I'm just super biased towards Donald, to be honest. Super biased.
Well, we're just going to have to see when it all goes down on Sunday. Anyway, man, do you want to wrap it up there?
There's one more.
Okay, go on.
There's two fights. There's the Johnny Walker fight, and there's the Khamzat. We need to find out how the fuck to say that dude's surname.
Okay.
Khamzat.
Chimev?
Chimev or Khamzat? I'm going to find out. Anyway, so Khamzat is this guy that's being really pressed a lot in the welterweight division by Dana White. He's been double booked.
There is so much hype around him. The guy only has 8 wins, professional wins to his name, but he is fighting a veteran right now. He's got 31 wins to his name. The thing is, there's so much hype around this guy. It's the first time he's ever fighting on a main card.
It's interesting because he's being pushed too much. Do you think he's maybe being pushed too much because he's been double booked, which is something that we don't see.
It's
been double booked.
Well, I think it's because the UFC were like, all right, mate, if you want it, we'll give it to you, but when you lose, that's it.
Everyone really enjoys a Donald Cerrone or someone someone that wants to be pushed and pushed and pushed and fight as often as regularly as possible.
Maybe
Gerald's
they just want
not
to
easy fight for him either.
Well, maybe they just want to build a hype train for him, get him pushed up there quickly in the welterweight division because if he loses it and he's from a Russian fighting circuit, it makes the Americans if he loses, they probably won't be hesitant. They won't be hesitant at all to drop him because they want to make themselves look superior over Russia. Could be the reason.
He comes from Sweden.
Well, oh yeah, that's right. That's the thing.
No, it's not Russia.
Here it says Russia, but we know he's Swedish. But he looks Russian. He looks like a Khabib's old brother.
Even the Swedes still have those same kind of beards. We know Alexander Gustafsson.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If he had a similar face and shaved his head, he would look the exact same way. Yeah. They all have that beard that they all grow. I don't know why.
Have that beard.
Fucking scary.
Something about that beard and the cauliflower ears. Those are the two signs that you know you're dealing with a professional fighter. There's two
signs that you bolt in the opposite direction. Yeah. Nah, I'm good. I didn't bump into you, bro. Sorry. No. I don't want any piece of you. You just
cauliflower ears. See the cauliflower ears. Turn
cauliflower ears. Big beard. Says smash.
Smash.
Smash this guy quite a lot. You bounce.
Yeah, you don't. You just pray that he doesn't catch you.
What are you thinking about this fight? Because Gerald is not an easy fight for anyone, to be honest. And I think he doesn't enjoy being overlooked. A lot of people are expecting Khamzat to win because he's been double booked to fight Demian Maia soon.
Yeah, I want to see them trade hands.
I do.
I want to see these boys trade hands.
We've seen Khamzat, his highlight reel.
He's got a nasty uppercut.
It's scary. Yeah. The man's got, he's got power.
Yeah.
And he's very strong because we've seen before, one of his techniques is to pick them up and to run over to his corner.
Yeah.
And throw him into where his corner is and just to smash him. Same kind of ground and pound style that mauls people like Khabib.
Let me smash.
So that's a really good fight. So we know that this is having the UFC Apex, but we are seeing fights later on the line. UFC Island, which I'm pretty sure which is going to be the Adesanya vs Costa fight in Fight Island. So that's a really good fight to see, but we've got to leave that to next week. I must say one thing though.
Yeah.
Paulo Costa, I've been watching his vlog and things like that.
Yeah.
He's been tested now by USADA. Also, I was watching his vlog and Costa was fighting and he weighed in at 211 pounds. Now, he was 230 or 240 or something off. But now his weight has came down. Now, he's 210. Now, he's probably a week in a bit. Yeah, close to 2 weeks away from the fight. He's 211, which means, you know, he's a good bit overweight.
Yeah.
He's about, I think that's 36 pounds overweight.
Yeah. Ooh, he's got still a long way to go.
But we do know that this guy rehydrated a serious amount last time.
Oh, yeah.
What was the weight he was before? So a lot of people were saying that Paulo Costa, I think when he fought Yoel Romero, which was a crazy fight, by the way, which was his last fight, he weighed in at 213.8 pounds in the ring, which meant he cut and rehydrated almost 29 pounds without an IV in a very short period of time. It's very sus. I don't know how without an IV, because it used to be quite easy for fighters to, you know, it would be terrible for them to lose weight, but they could regain it quite quickly through an IV. It's a lot faster, a lot quicker that way. 29 pounds. 29 pounds. What is that? I think that's 13 kilos or something like that. 2 kg. 13.2 kilos.
Wow.
That's an insane amount to lose and gain.
Wow.
In such a short period of time. Do you have any theories of how he could... Do you reckon it's just carbs and carbs and carbs?
I think some of that Brazilian magic.
Yeah, I think it's carbs plus he's got so much muscle.
Oh, yeah.
It's creatine, water, a shit ton of muscle mass that he has, and a huge amount of carbohydrates. Because he's enormous in the ring. I don't know how, because it's a title fight, he has to hit 185 perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
There's no breathing room. It can't be 186. It can't be 187. He has to be 185. Bang on the dot.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about it next week. That's a really good fight to see.
Sunday,
yeah, we'll talk about Sunday. One interesting thing that we do have is that on Sunday, we are filming an MMA hour. We just add a little bit into the everyday hour just because we can. So we're going to do a podcast with the Speakeasy podcast. I believe he's in America, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really interesting as well. It'll be really fun to collab with him. Keep your eyes on that. We'll probably put some links and some social media in our following podcast in the description there. If you guys can please do us a big favor. If you do enjoy the content, please subscribe. whether if it's the audio or YouTube or things like that, can you subscribe? Because that means you're going to get a notification on when our, you know, content is produced and things like that. Give us a like, comment. It helps us out more than you would think. Anything else to it?
I think that's good, man. All I can say is follow us, guys. We're on our way. We're doing well. We're pumping these out for you guys. We've aimed to hit 20 plus podcasts. We're going to be hitting that goal very, very soon.
Yeah.
We're going to be part of it. And of course, guys, we're almost on our way to 1,000 views as well.
Pretty close. I think we're about 850.
Good. All right. Well, and also, guys, if you're watching right now, we are going to be upgrading. So we thank you for being patient. We're going to be upgrading the microphones very soon, so we're going to be getting some better audio for you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're going to sort this whole place out a little bit more.
So not this Friday, but the following Friday, we'll be buying audio equipment, some new mics, new mixer, some cables. We'll ditch this old setup. Later down the line, some couches, some stuff in the background. I do want to get some stuff in the background in the meantime as well.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get some more posters.
Get lots of posters and things like that we're going to be adding to this thing. I'll probably do that today. So there's a lot of things that we're going to change. Thanks for being patient with us. We've been doing it for 3 months, but now there's the time where we do need to improve the audio, which is the main thing out of podcasts, is the most important thing. So thanks for being patient with us, as Joe said, and
take care, guys.
Thanks so much.
All the best.
Ciao.